they don't know me, but they're setting up to blow me. Mouth and mouth, you know they trying to come and chat me. Straight sick, give me the beat, we done them. The lick of, you know me, I have to run them. They don't know me, but they're setting up to blow me. Mouth and mouth, you know they come and try to chat me. G-Flex, you know we're on the mic. We never get vexed, now we're taking flight. Hey, G-Flex, now we're on the mic. We never get vexed, now we're taking the flight. Straight sick, give me the permission to done them. And if a boy try to diss me, I go rush them. Me have the beats, you know me, I've done them. Instrumental to the dome, now me shame them. What me say? Give me the mic, let me take it away. G-Flex, the pun the rhythm, now watch me go. Them can't flex, now me smoking Igbo. G-Flex, how would it...
What time is it? What time is it? I can't hear you! Oh, come on, now you can do better than that. What time is it?
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Tuned into the morning detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's them lobby boys for me.
Yeah. What's going on? These really lobby boys.
It's them lobby boys for me.
Yeah. The morning detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
These really lobby boys.
It's them lobby boys for me.
Yeah. What's going on?
The morning detour. CKUT 90.3 FM.
This is only one more thing. Nobody is this hype this early. They see him on drugs.
The only drug is
hip
hop.
We love this life.
The morning detour. Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, 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 yes. The morning detour, baby. DJ Maddie, bring me in. It sounded right this morning. Montreal, my city, 7:02 in the morning. The number one morning show in the country. You know how to do the lobby boys this morning. Ain't nobody else gonna play this. This the best of New York right now. Mano, Jim Jones, DJ Maddie, you gonna do a little mix. I apologize for the swear. I couldn't get the clean version. But you know what? We outside. Big weekend. Montreal, my city. A lot of events to talk about. It's the morning detour. Keep it locked. You know how we do things. Let me go.
Money and power, know that the city is ours. Spin it again, pull up with killers and robbers. Get your little homies devoured. Hey. Energy, energy, energy. I got that right type of energy. Hold up, let's take a little time out. Shout out to all of my enemies. I ain't no regular rap. They know I live what I rap. Showed up in front of your girl house. She the one told you I'm that. It never matter with that cost. Not even showing
up. Yeah, you know what we doing. Big up yourself, Jazzo. Big up yourself, Jazzo.
Like it or love it.
Some of y'all wasn't outside when y'all was young. Some of y'all wasn't in the lobbies when y'all was young. I was out here in DG. I was out there in Uptown. You know how we doing things this morning. This is for the streets. You know how we do things. Yeah. Zuma. It's a lobby boy morning. It's a lobby boy morning.
Don't make me fly.
bread with other sinners. Yeah. Who do you blame when you influenced by the killers? Early 90s, we was gassed off for minutes.
Yeah. 44 Bulldog. The best morning show in the country. Montreal, my city, 704 in the morning. HLR in the building. Yeah. This is the Lobby Boys. This is the Lobby Boys. Let's go. Early 90s,
we was gassed off for minutes. Because I was so old, dog. 44 Bulldog. Drugs in my pocket, I so cracked by my schoolyard. Mama praying hard, but I would break the rules more. Shooting by the corner store, we just made the news, y'all. They said that I would end up in a cell or the cemetery. We was in the field feeling like it was the military. I done seen a couple soldiers lost, now they dead and buried. Out here it's hot, but it's chilly like it's February. Goddamn. Good nigga with bad habits. Said I leave the club alone, I'm back at it. Couple soldiers lost, now they dead and buried. Out here it's couple soldiers lost, now they dead and buried. Couple soldiers lost, now they dead and buried. Out here it's hot, but it's chilly like it's February. Goddamn. Good nigga with bad habits. Said I leave the club alone, I'm back at it. Running through the industry looking for rap steady. God body nigga, I master the mathematics. Yeah.
Ain't no love in this life, nigga. Get your money, live your life, nigga.
Love is just an emotion.
What's more, money or your life, nigga?
Get your money, fucker.
Keep your money, take your life, nigga.
Playing with
ain't
us.
No love in this life, nigga. Get your money, live your life, nigga.
You get your money,
what's more, money or your life, nigga?
Separate real love from my love for the streets. Since 13, see niggas killed in cold blood in the streets. Start moving coke, it's my fridge, it was no grub we could eat. You ever had a speedy trial and had to face the judge for a week, but in the early 90s, we was gassed up for juice. In the projects called TAF, we was getting cash over juice. Really, yo, when Pac was acting, he was running through Harlem for it. I was really clapping while I was gunning through Harlem, which some consider to be the mecca of fresh, but it was dangerous there. You gotta keep a tech in your fresh. I'm talking back when it was the GS with the latch. You might have caught me in front of the lobby of the Jacks with my sweats, with my pockets bulging while I was counting up pack money. Felt like a millionaire, my first 100 off of crack money. I got no ops, the only ops is opportunities. But you could be an op fucker if you ever stop me from doing me. I'm a
ain't no love in this life, nigga. Get your money, live your life, nigga.
You listening to us?
What's more, money or your life, nigga? Keep your money, take your life, nigga. Huh? Ain't no love in this life, nigga.
Hear me clearly.
Get your money, live your life, nigga.
You know how to follow.
What's more, money or your life, nigga?
I know the game.
Keep your money, take your life, nigga.
It really ain't no love out here, you heard? Get your money, stay low. Don't do what them fuckheads do, you heard? Don't get caught up in the blender and spin, nigga. Cause that's all we gonna do is spin, nigga, till we dizzy, nigga. You heard? Lobby shit. East side shit. Brooklyn, cross the bridge, nigga. You heard? I still got them
Hard to see the light, we coming up the hardest. Instead of college, all my niggas facing charges. My closest niggas turn they back and made me heartless.
I apologize, this morning we getting mixy this morning. This morning we getting mixy with the Lobby Boys. Shout out to all my homies in the streets. All my homies locked down, you know what I mean? If you're listening to the show, you're in the right place. Every Friday, 7 to 9, the number one morning show in the country. This is the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchaser. This morning I got Sales, HLR in the building, DJ Manny in the ones and twos. We're kicking off the show with some Lobby Boys, the new Jim Jones, Maino, you know. This is New York. That's how it's sounding this morning, people. It's the Mar Detour. Moon Chaser in the building. You know how we do things. Keep it locked.
Hard to see the light, we coming up the hardest. Instead of college, all my niggas facing charges. My closest niggas turn they back and made me heartless. Had it just a spot of all these ready to above me. Die, yeah. Why we gotta die, yeah. If a survival gotta live by the shit, steady niggas getting rich, gotta die by.
I just quit bread on it. Of a boy I used to fuck with. Chemo broke my heart in eighth grade. I ain't love since. Friends serve snakes in my life. I don't trust shit. Hugging all my kids with the same hands that touch bricks. Young niggas from the ghetto trying to rise from. Shots fly courtesy. God, why he die young? Left us poor, so we started claiming our slums. Seen it all. That's where I get the pain in my eyes from. Lobby boy by the building on a milk crate. We had dreams. We gon' blow up just to sell weight. Dope money had to feed us. We was thirsty. Handcuffed my mama crying at my court date. White man's head. heaven is a black man's hell.
Yeah.
Black men suffer in a white man's jail.
Yeah.
Peeking through the bars on a rock, no bell. All apart the plan, it was meant for us to fail.
Hard to see the light, we coming up the hardest. Instead of college, on my niggas facing charges. My closest niggas turn me back and made me heartless. Had to switch the spot of all these ready to depart me.
They call me a Jedi. Dope boy, fresh out the lobby, holding a semi. Automatic, pushing a clutch, catching a red eye. I'm not affiliated, nah, I've been made. Ghost food, know that it's wicked, and I'm the sensei. Plant-based, still burn niggas like they a tempeh. I come from a place where they die young. Why you think that I'm high-strung? All my niggas buy guns. It's dope on my block right now. And you could get shot on my block right now. Keep your shit cocked at the stoplight now. Shit is real, I ain't even trusting Ock right now. My nigga died young, and my homies died young. And I'm middle-aged now, thinking where the time run. Money for the plug whenever the line come. I'm loaded up, I'm hoping the nines come. Ghost.
Hard to see the light, we coming up the hardest. Instead of college, all my niggas facing charges. My closest niggas turn me back and made me heartless. Had to switch the spot of all these ready to above me. Why we gotta die, yeah? If for survival, gotta live by the shit. Instead of niggas getting rich, gotta die by the gun.
Time I seen bricks with the scorpion. I also seen niggas that stress that shit like accordions. Been in the game so long, I could be a hip-hop historian.
Why not?
I miss the old days, I need a hip-hop DeLorean.
J5,
so they can take me back to the future.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking way back, nigga, back before future.
Mask off.
All we had was the block and selling crack in our future. And we was in the lobby pulling out the gas that'll shoot you. Like, pop up on you like how you been, my nigga.
Looking
big balls of fire like how you get, my nigga. And we took them private jets, so we flew them with triggers. And if it's up, then it's up to what we doing, what we doing, what we doing, what we doing.
Real niggas gon' play they roles. Real niggas gon' play they roles.
They
real
crazy niggas for this one. They crazy for this one. They got
real
this one
niggas gon' play they
got this one cleared, boy.
I fell in love with this life, I know.
You know that street life, baby.
Nights, I know.
It's crazy. We outside this summer.
They
remixed the cream. Hey.
Sucker staring at me from a distance.
Yeah.
Atlanta house vibes, blow me kisses.
You know.
At the same club, I left my ex bitch.
Yeah.
They taking pictures of me and my necklace. Rockabye, baby. Infrared laser. Ride a tat tat now. RIP hater.
Yeah.
Pull up in that ship, all black, Darth Vader.
The theme song.
Ice cream, all different flavors. Cause they might
try to take your boy. We're a little bit different in the morning. We're a little bit different in the morning. DJ Maddie, Lobby Boys. We coming to you live from DG Kicks. You know we do things. It's the Mighty CKUT. Let's go.
Sucker staring at me from a distance. Atlanta house vibes, blow me kisses. Sucker staring at me from a distance. Atlanta house vibes, blow me kisses. Sucker staring. Sucker staring. Sucker staring at me from a distance. Sucker staring at me from a distance. Atlanta house vibes, blow me kisses. At the same club I left my ex bitch. They taking pictures of me and my necklace. Rockabye, baby. Infrared laser. Ride a tat tat now. RIP hater. Pull up in that ship. All black. Darth Vader. Prada like ice cream. All different flavors. Need me a ride or die vibe. Lifesaver. Brown skin but taste like a cherry now later. Coming through the spot. Too sharp. No razor. Lead a bitch. Parked on the sidewalk, major.
I'm still dealing with the loss. Focus on the win, my only option. I promise, won't tell myself. Real niggas gon' play they role. I fell in love with this life, I know. I pray to God for these nights, I know.
Cause they might try to take your boy out one day.
I had this butter pecan Rican, used to love the freaking ass. I used to run around with the nine, but the butt was peaking. When they had them snow cones, they had the cutties tweaking. I had this caramel sundae, only love the weekend. I only call her when it's 5:30 when I'm fucking beasting. I got three words for this bitch, is you up or sleeping? We need that long dough, not that strawberry shortcake. These niggas talk about drugs, them boys they never brought with. I'm racking terror charges, ain't no ordinary caucus. Me, I'm just bullin' ordinary with the frost face. I'm way too sexy for the straights with the banana clipboard. You keep coming out your face, get your banana split.
I'm so used to dealing with the losses. Focus on the win, my only option. I promise, won't sell my soul. Real niggas. niggas gon' play their role. I fell in love with this life, I know. I pray to God for these nights, I know. Cause they might try to take your boy out one day. Cause they might try to take your boy out one. Cause they might try to take your boy out.
They say we're going too far in the morning. They say we're going too far in the morning. It's the Lobby Boys. It's the Morning Detour. We are the streets.
Little John, she was walking by. Hello. Put her bitch on foreign shit, called her eye. She said, you got a girl, I do, but told her nah. She said, I like your drip, I said, I call it yeah. I seen this little John, she was walking by. Hello. Put her bitch on foreign shit, called her I seen this little John, she was walking by. Hello. Put her bitch on foreign shit, called her I seen this little John, she was walking by. Hello. Put her bitch on foreign shit. I seen this little John, she was walking by. Hello. Put her bitch on foreign shit. Hold on. I seen this little John, she was walking by. Hello. Put her bitch on foreign shit. Called her She said, you got a girl, I do, but told her nah. She said, I like your drip, I said, I call it fly. I said, I like them thick, she said, I call it mine. I said, if I had to call you, I would call you fine. I see my girl calling, no decline. All red front, I call it wine. Ice cream, ice cream, me don't want no light tea. Just in case a nigga move left, I need the right tea. A bitch pull up in that old black on some night tea. Big clock, that's the lightning.
I'm so used to dealing with the losses. Focus on the win, my only option. I promise won't sell my soul. Real niggas gon' play their role. I fell in love with this life, I know. I pray to God for these nights, I know.
Cause they might try to take your boy out one day.
I seen this little John, she was walking by. Hello. Put her bitch on foreign shit, called her eye. She said, you got a girl, I do, but told her nah. She said, I like your drip, I said, I call it. I said, I like them thick, she said, I call it mine. I said, if I had to call you, I would call you fine. I see my girl calling, no decline. All red for it, I call it wine. Ice cream, ice cream, me don't want no light ting. Just in case a nigga move left, I need the right ting. My bitch pull up in that old black on some night ting. Big clock, boom, 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 thunder lightning.
I'm so used to dealing with the losses. Focus on the win, my only option. I promise won't sell my soul. Real niggas gon' play their role. I fell in love with this life, I know. I pray to God for these nights, I know.
Cause they might try to take your boy out one day. One day.
It's here for the first time in Montreal.
Like event proud to present
Montreal Beach Fest.
Place to be
at Clock Tower Beach,
Old Fort Montreal.
New music by
Lick of Thunder,
Lick of Fishers,
DJ Taurus,
Crystal Sound,
Nemesis Sound,
DJ Fire Joint,
special guest DJ Lava Sound from Bronx, New York.
On the menu,
we got jerk chicken,
jerk pork,
escovitch fish,
fried chicken,
curry kung
soup,
food and refreshment on sale.
Starting from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Regular tickets now on sale at eventbrite.ca.
Or Jonacuts, Glambox, Mongo Bay. And Frontline Restaurant, or contact them at
438-229-4257.
And do remember, keep it out the gate.
Take the date and don't be late.
There's a capacity limit, so get your ticket now.
By quantity last.
For more information, DM us on Instagram.
Babies presents a barbecue in the park on Jean-Baptiste Day. Friday, June 24th from noon till 8 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, corner of Côte Saint-Catherine and Westbury. On the menu, pork and chicken, barbecue and jerk, curry goat, saltfish, breadfruit and saltfish, also sides and homemade juices, and sweet treats. All plates, $18 or less. So come out and enjoy the outside with Baby and the crew. Friday, June 24th at Mackenzie King Park.
We Groove Records and QCJA Productions presents Uptown Reggae Night, Uptown Reggae Sunday, Night. July 3rd at La Belle Mall, featuring for Toronto 12-time Juno nominee Blessed and Montreal's own Sabu, backed by the Gaia Band. Special guest, Kayla Allen, and music by DJ Big Worm. Doors open 8 p.m., show starts 9 p.m. Uptown Reggae Night, Sunday, July 3rd at La Belle Mall, 4483 St. Laurent Boulevard. Advanced tickets are $20 available at Eventbrite and select locations across town. This is a CKUT co-presentation. Come listen to some reggae music.
it sounded.
What I got to do?
Cheer. 7:19 in the morning. Montreal, my city. Montreal, my city. Where you getting the kids ready for work? You're coming off of that overnight. You're on the bus or metro. I see you. Hopefully you're not one of these detours, one of these traffics our city is infamous for. Coming to you live from DZ Kicks, the fly store in the city. What do you want? Sneakers, clothing. We got bikes. We even got the Air Force Ones in all white. Moon Chaser. Oh, you don't want to give them that drop too early. We still hyped up off that Lobby Boys. Big up to the Murders, Triborough, Uptown, NDG, Burgundy. What's really good, more y'all know? RDP, Pogex, I see you. Shout out to all my delivery drivers, PTX, BTC, I see you. This is such a Montreal show. Mo Chaser. Check that drop, sales. This is a morning instrumental right here. DJ Maddie on his Pharrell this morning. Yeah, come on. Montreal, my city, you know how we doing things. It's another Friday. I'm excited for the summer. Big up to all my hospital workers, all my essential workers. Sales, they took away our COVID prime as if COVID is done. Now we're about to turn the corner now. We got this little thing called the monkeypox coming up. We'll talk about that in the news. I'm scared, people. I don't want to get bumps and blisters on my body. But, you know, I'm the Montreal Kobe Bryant, Weezy Moe Chaser. They know that I'm nice. They hate that to me. I'm alongside artist, songwriter, engineer, beat maker. I don't think there's a thing that you can make that isn't hot. The big homie Sales, HLR's in here with me. How you doing, King?
What's going on, man? Good morning, good morning.
Yes, boy, I can't wait to get your opinion on some of this news here. But you know how we do things. If you're new to the show, we're going to give you the best news, reviews, and interviews for the next 2 hours. We're obviously on live, on YouTube, on Facebook. This is the number one morning show in the country. You cannot get urban rap like this. Virgin would have never given you the Lobby Boys Friday morning. CJD won't even grip it a little bit on the morning. I was on the panel. They don't think there's money in urban music, but I'm here to prove them wrong. Yeah. So a lot of things to talk about. We have a very interesting morning, Sales.
What's going on? What's going on?
We got recording artists. You got some new music out with Tokyo Sensei, produced by Roswell Beats. Mixed and mastered by the super producer himself, Mercury Miyagi. Natasha Marie's coming on the show. You know, actually, I've been trying to have her on the show for a couple years now. But, you know, we reached a point where we bubbling now. Everything has to run through the detour now. So Natasha Marie's coming on the show. And then we also have arguably one of the greatest DJs of all times, DJ Judgment. I got a whole bunch of jokes. Him and Anthony G, I don't know if you guys follow these guys online, but him and Anthony G have this thing where they go back and forth and
yeah,
they put each other's face each other. I love the pageantry about it. I want to talk to them about it. I love how they just keep it on the internet. You know what I mean? They don't get in their feelings about it. It's good jokes. You know what I mean? That's one of the things I missed about high school. How we used to prank on each other, how we used to roast each other. Because that's how you know somebody's fortitude, Manny. That's how you know somebody's character. Can you take the joke, fam?
Hey.
Can you take the joke, boy? So those are our two great guests this morning. Judgment and Holiday, they have an event coming up for the kids in the summer. So that's going on. It's coming up in June. Very hot. Very, very hot month. Every weekend is like 8 billion parties. like at the back end of the show, I feel like I'm West Indian Rhythms. I got like 20 events to shout out. I need more tickets. I need more tickets. But a lot of things are going on. But I want to get off the show. Let's call this the water cooler segment. You know what I mean? You just got into work. You know, you're getting that coffee, that bagel. If you work at Microsoft, the whole fridge is stocked up. But a lot of us don't work at Microsoft or Ubisoft. But let's do some water cooler stuff. Nick Cannon is going to have 200 babies when this is all said and done.
What is he at right now?
What is Nick Cannon? Someone please text me and tell me what Nick Cannon's at, man. Nick Cannon's at a very high number. Nick Cannon must be at 11 now.
How many baby moms?
He said he was celibate. Yo, he was doing the celibate thing. And he said he was celibate for like a month, the month of January, and he's back into it. But I was telling Sabby the other day, I was like, he has so much money, he can't spend all in his lifetime. For those that try to clown Nick Cannon gets the bag. Yo, like, man, engineered so many shows for Nickelodeon. Man, Nick Cannon's a great dude, bro. Super, super talented, really intelligent guy. But yeah, he can't spend the money. So how do you feel about that, Sales? So you're in this entertainment thing. You're in this music industry thing. When you have money like Nick Cannon and Lil Wayne, and you can't spend it all, is the best solution to create more Lil Sales or Nick Cannons?
Hey, that's a little tough one there. You got to keep the legacy going, though, you know?
This one, No, about sorry to cut you, but some of my friends saying, what about the parent, like parenting the kids? Like, okay, yeah, you have enough money to take care of them, but come on, man. Yeah, once you get up to like 10, 11 kids,
that's a lot.
And he's already busy in the industry. How much time are you really dedicating to each child?
Wow, that's.
Yeah, he has a lot of kids.
I don't know how to manage that. Okay. How would you manage that?
Bro, I'm scared to have one kid. I'm having internal debates with myself every day. Some days I'm on it, some days I'm not on it. My mom looking at me like my thing can't even work. You know what I'm saying? Everything works fine. I just feel like I'm just too selfish to have a kid. Yo, it seems like a lot of work. Like, I look at my boy, not my boy, my girlfriend, my RG Music, shout out to Mango. Yo, every 2 hours? It seems like a lot of attention to one little person. But I do think it's cool. Like, you know, shout out to the daycare when DG, Niff Naff. I like when I see the little kids with the little... The good daycares, when they take the kids out on the road, say, oh, girls are hitting me up, now they mad about the babies. The good daycares, when they take the kids out on the road, they put like a gilet on them. Like, they all have the same matching, like, I don't know how to say it in English this morning. Yeah, they all have the same matching vest. I like when the kids are like 2-3 years old and they got the vest. I like how that looks. That looks great. But it seems like a lot of work, man. And then like, they ask you mad questions. I'm not big on answering questions.
Maybe it's what could change your life, though.
People keep telling me that. I'm not where I want to be. And they're like, you'll never be ready when you have a kid. You'll never be ready. What I'm really excited about is to pass on all my stories. Now, I know a lot, you know, I've talked about this a lot on the show. You know, I should write a book. It does feel like a little bit like dry snitching. I don't think I'm the most interesting person, but I think my life is damn interesting, though.
Definitely.
Oh, man. Oh, boy, we've been through some trials and tribulations. Yeah, shout out to my boy, Rick Spence. I have been working on a documentary about my day-to-day, like, putting together, like, producing these shows and going out out of town and doing interviews. So I do have something that's called I Must Be an Issue. So I've been working on it for a couple years, my trips to Vancouver. So we've been working on it. So I'm trying to get that all together. Did you see the picture of Miss Haiti? Oh, you didn't see Miss Haiti.
No, I didn't see
hold
that.
Hold on. Let me load you in on Miss Haiti. Now, listen, I don't kill me. I'm not body shaming, but before I show you this picture, when you think sales, when you think Miss Haiti, what kind of woman are you envisioning in your mind?
Wow. I'm thinking nice dark skin.
Yeah. My mom's calling me. You think nice? I'm
big backside.
I'm thinking, definitely with a big backside. This is Miss Haiti. Now, I understand different places in the world, they all come in different shapes, sizes, and whatever, and I'm cool with that. But, you know, I'm just thinking, like, Miss Haiti's going to have some curves. You know what I mean? Miss Haiti's going to have some things. She doesn't look like her griot is right. Doesn't look like she can make a duri. Maddie, did you see Miss Maddie, did you see Miss Haiti?
Oh.
We do a little water cooler talk here this morning, more detour. Did you see Miss Haiti? This girl said no comments. Oh boy. Listen, I think people that live on the plateau are suffering in silence. They're not speaking out. I think they're under a different kind of rule on the plateau. I was doing some deliveries on the plateau 2 days ago. They mash up the whole place. The whole place is crazy. So not only are you guys gonna do construction on all, like, oh, you're doing construction on Pines. Rachel is one way. Saint Denis is crazy because you done booked all the bike paths, then the parking, and it's all crazy. And then Saint Denis, you can't make a left turn. You have to go all the way to the end, then turn around. It's all crazy. On top of that, Valley Plant has, I think, what, 10 or 12 streets that's pedestrian. So imagine delivering with a cargo van in this kind of mess. People living on the plateau are suffering in silence.
Crazy.
And they're not saying that people living on plateau suffering in silence. And it's kind of like a double-edged sword because, you understand, like, our streets do need to get fixed. You know, we do have harsh winters. I do think that we use a better component to do the streets one time. But, you know, I think it's all a hustle. But we keep having the same conversation. In the news, I'm going to show you, this has gone so far. There's an app now that tracks the potholes.
No way.
There's an app that tracks the potholes. I'm going to talk about it in the news, man. The child that tracks the power, so I don't know, Valley Plant's on some madness. Well, I guess I'm being regarded as real media now. I got my media pass for the Jazz Fest. I'll be covering the Jazz Fest. So next week we'll be playing some jazz. We have some notable black figures coming up for the Jazz Fest, some Grammy Award winners. So hopefully I'll be able to get an interview, you know, only black morning show in the country. So
that's what's up, man. Yeah.
I'm trying to get my outfits right. You know, I'm gonna get my fly shoes from DG Kicks. I have my pants from RW and Co. I'm not ashamed to say this or whatever. I've never been to the Jazz Fest.
Neither have I.
I've never been to Jazz Fest. And next week we're going to talk about the deep roots that black people have with jazz. Well, jazz is black, in case people didn't know. I know the way society paints is like, you know, when you think about jazz, you think about a Caucasian person with a saxophone. But the roots of jazz is rooted in black history. So we're going to discuss that next week. We got beautiful, boy, she's a curator for the culture. We have Tracy Paul co-hosting for the next 2 weeks next week. And we're going to talk about jazz and the influence on black culture. So I think that'll be really, really dope.
That's what's up, man.
So thank you, Jazz Fest, for my media pass. Real excited about that. Boy, listen, boy, they sent me emails. I got to send my picture. I'm like, this is real official. You know, when white people do things, it's different. They're like, yo, you got to send me. Yeah, man, you got to get your pass and all that. And they're like, yeah, the press room this year is going to be on the third floor. I'm like, where was it the year before? I don't know. I've never been here before. So I'm really excited about that. And, yeah, so before we cut to some new music, I don't know what DJ Maddie has. We're going to come back and do some local and international news. But this morning we kicked off with the Lobby Boys. If you guys haven't downloaded that, that's Maino, Jim Jones. It really feels like New York. Mm-hmm. Lobby Boys sound really, really nice.
Those beats were fire.
Yo, listen, man. Boy, young and me. There's a lot of events for us to announce. I'm probably announce it around 7:50. 7:50, 7:45, something like that. But we have a lot of events to announce. DJ Judgment coming on the show 8:15, 8:30. We have recording artist Natasha Marie. We're going to feature her new song, Push Up, featuring Lawrence Green, Tokyo Sensei, produced by Roswell Beats, mixed and mastered by Mirko Miyagi. Sister Mon Detour. And make sure you follow us on all social media, Detour514. In our link tree, you have the link to Nifty Signature, black-owned cosmetics, vegan-friendly. Mm-hmm. The link to her thing is there.
Fire.
Our homegirl with the historical, they're actually going to do the book signing at DG Kicks June 24th at DG Kicks. I'll talk about that as well a little more in the show. So a historical educational booklet teaching young black kids about the history of here and the culture of all of that. So that's beautiful. Shout out to Kim putting that together. So, you know, a lot of links in the link tree, though. Jump on the link tree, and of course, you know, all the latest episodes, the link to the latest episodes up there on the link tree. So that's Detour514. If you want to catch us live where you could see us and not only hear us, we're on Facebook and we're on YouTube, Detour514. Keep it locked. It's the Morning Detour. I'm not going to work music. This, that, you know what? Let me get that St. George we ain't finished last night. This, that, you know what? Let's make some more kids. Weezy don't want kids. We gonna make some more. Big up to my homies, Regulators. Yeah. It's the Morning Detour. Oh, this, that, Mahalia awake. 7:32 in the morning. Number one morning show in the country. Let's go.
I'm too rich for booby trap, yeah. Ayy, it's some niggas I don't like. So I'm throwing signs in the street, I'm on strike, yeah. It's on sight, so I said it's on sight. Tryna end me so I cannot be polite. Millionaire, I ain't stopping at no lights. But replay inside my head and nothing, I'ma fight, yeah. Promise that I buy that the Birkin, psych. Promise that I buy that Birkin, psych. Threw that and I caught it Jay Rice. Know that is mine, but I might not own the rice. Yeah.
Yeah, that said she went skydiving twice. Jumped up on his and said it was scared of heights. Yeah, I'm too lit for booby trap. I can't go to Louis closet like a Louis rack. Swanning with the scammers, can't do Nemas with no gift.
Said you want a Birkin or a Louis? Let her top down. She's a groupie. She a
forever rolling.
Hold on a second, Maddie. We can't play this like regular people. Ain't nowhere else in the country they move like we move on the Morning Detour. Ain't nowhere else in the country they play all that new hip-hop, R&B, trap. This is how we do things. The Mighty CKT 943 FM. And you think to yourself, we like a boutique. This is like a casualty. This is like bagel with salmon. We're only Fridays, 7 to 9. Only on Fridays. This is a luxury. This is like going to Holt and Renfrew. We pop it in the morning. Ah! It's the Morning Detour. Give me that new music, Maddie.
Let her top down. She's a groupie. She a up. She a goofy. Bring her red side. Make her woozy. Said you want a Birkin or a Louis. Let her top down. She's a groupie. She's a, she a up. She a goofy. Bring her red side. Make her woozy. Make her woozy. Go, go, go. Make her woozy. Make her woozy. Go, but me too, I ain't shit. She don't want love, man, that want a trip. Thinking you gon' play me out some racks, you a trip. Oh, mom, head on good, it feel like guilt. Yeah. I just hit a bitch in some Burberry flippers. She just put a blunt to them sexy lippers. I got what she want, and she got what I need. Shawty know this ain't for free. She want a Birkin or a Louis. Let her top down, she's a groupie. She a op, she a goofy. Bring a red side, make a woozy. Said you want a Birkin or a Louis. Let her top down. She's a group, she's a, she a
shouldn't be this complicated. So that guy in your arms, I can't let no so that guy in your true love.
Yeah. Big up to all the involved fathers. Big up to all the stepfathers that stepped in. You know, real fathers ain't getting enough love in these streets. Kanye, talk to them.
No hard feelings, but these feelings harder. No hard feelings, but these feelings harder. Wait, when you see the kids, I see y'all tomorrow. Wait, when it's hard feelings, but these feelings harder. No hard feelings, but these feelings harder. No hard feelings, but these feelings harder. Wait, when you see the kids, I see y'all tomorrow. Wait, no hard feelings, but these feelings harder. No hard feelings, but these feelings harder. No hard feelings, but these feelings harder. Wait, when you see the kids, I see y'all tomorrow. Wait, when the sun set, I see y'all tomorrow. Wait, when I pick them up, I feel like they borrow. When I gotta return them, scan them like a barcode. Wait, no hard feelings, but these feelings hard though. Wait, who got the kids in those what autos? Wait, why they can't wear Yeezys with the cargoes? Y'all know Nike don't like me, y'all take it too far though. At least have them in some mics, he played for Chicago. I only see three kids who watch in Chicago. And you know all the nannies did that in Nebraska. But the kids dig a tunnel to my house like Chapo. Only neighbor in the hood with a door they could knock on. I leave the light on.
True love.
Daddy's not gone.
Shouldn't be this complicated.
You see the light on.
Thought I'd die.
Daddy's at home.
Your body ablaze. Me and you, baby, set your body
yes,
ablaze.
Yes. If you haven't downloaded yet, the new Sean Paul is out. Scorcher! Baby, the new Sean Paul!
Won't you light my fire?
Bang, bang, bang.
Can you take me higher?
From next with Delphi.
I'm saying, serious, be serious, so looking at my face. I'm trying to take you back to my place. No one, baby, does stick to my pace. Rock steady, girl, to the rhythm and bass. Come, baby, girl, enough, no time for wait. Don't want run you down, don't want change.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
Bang, bang, bang.
what me desire. Beat it with the wire, make me sing out like a choir. Come here, Sean, come give me little light. Spark it up, cause me need little fire in my life. What a long time me no get to see you. Once you wetter than the water way in the rio. Take me high up like a me and me Jesus.
You love this life. It's the morning Vito on the mighty CKT 91.3 FM. Good morning, Montreal. Good morning, Montreal. 7:40 in the morning. Weezy Moon Chaser, sales, HLR in the building. Oh, boy, that wait for you is hard, boy.
Sure.
I don't know if you heard the Tory Lanez on the wait for you.
Nah, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, he's swearing too much. I can't put it on the show. Quick update, Nick Cannon's at 7 kids.
7. Okay. So I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, man. So I'm thinking, like, maybe Lil Wayne might have more than him. All right, let's jump into it. Local, international news, the morning detour. Weezy Moon Chaser. Ontario's doing some smart things. So check what Ontario's doing, sales. This guy is DJ Battery Live. So Ontario's Right to Disconnect Act has kicked in. You know, experts say it's a good in theory. So if you don't know what this is, so disconnect law is basically, hold on a second, let me get down to it. So it's the right to disconnect refers to not engaging in work-related communications, including emails, telephone calls, video calls, or sending or receiving other messages, to be free from the performance of work. The law went into effect in Ontario on June 3rd. So according to Basim Gohard, a clinical psychologist and assistant professor at the Department of Population Medicine of University of Guelph, at face value, it sounds like a really good idea. I like the way this is sounding. Yeah, I want to disconnect. When is this coming to Quebec? They might want to make this one in French. how do we translate this disconnect law in French? But it is true. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some of us have certain professions, certain careers, certain jobs. Even if you just have a regular job, there's a lot of pressure and anxiety, too. Some people working in the hospital, they're on call. And then when you get to go to work, you're working in these really toxic areas as well. Some people have toxic bosses. There's a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress that comes with the workplace now. So to have this act, like, imagine we have to get to a point where there has to be a law where, like, your boss cannot bother you. No, Susie, I'm not going to answer the email. No, Patrick, I didn't get it. No, I didn't get it. Imagine this is how we've come to. They have to create a law for this. Sales, I know you're, we can't talk. Sales is like the black, sales is like the Montreal Dame Dash Maddie. He's self-employed. He's his own boss. Sales, are you disconnecting from yourself? Like, what's going on?
Nah, man. I feel like, I mean, at least in my profession, you always got to be locked in. Because you never know. That next email could be a very important email that you need. But I definitely understand. You know, I speak to a lot of people and they're under a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
From work.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you spend that long day working, and then after that, it's like work.
What I think is important, I think it's very important to have a really good work ethic, but I think it's also important to find spaces in there. Like, I had to learn too. Like, I went through a depression, and I went through some things in my life where I had to get to a point too where you take time for yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I have to take a day or two to myself. Like, no, now it's just like a couple hours. Yeah. But you gotta find time where you're not thinking or you're not producing, you're not creating, so you can allow your body to and your mind to relax and re-energize to get back into that creative space. Let me tell you about somebody that's not locked in. I don't know what's going on. DJ Maddie, inconsolable. Paramedics blow whistle after body abandoned at Quebec Hospital for 2 hours. What the hell is going on? So a Quebec paramedics unit sounded alarm after this, and I didn't hear the job. After the deceased patient was left in the ambulance entrance for over 2 hours in the heat. If this was the first time this happened, we probably wouldn't tell you about it, reads a post from Fraternité des Travailleurs et Travailleuses du Pré-Hospitalier du Québec. So apparently this is like an ongoing thing. They just leave embodied and they put this on the paramedics. Listen, I get it. Some hospitals are understaffed. A lot of people are burnt out. I get it. But come on, we leaving bodies just there in the sun?
That's wild.
So the issue also shows a lack of consideration for paramedics, gang in charge, as it's a room they use to disinfect their equipment and file reports. So, like, that's pretty much where they left the body. It's crazy. Now, the other side is they're saying the body was dead on arrival, like, on its way to the hospital. But still, like, they're saying this is, like, an ongoing thing that's happening. So I'm trying to think to myself, who's at fault, the paramedics or the hospital? Because you can't really put on the paramedics because they bring it to the hospital.
That's their job, right?
Yeah. It's like a relay thing. But I don't know, man. It's great. We gotta do better. Well, I'll read the statement from the CISS. I can never say this. The CISSS. A lot of S's. So in the statement, a spokesperson for the CIRS, Montérégie-S, which oversees the Sainte Région, confirmed the patient had died before arriving at the hospital. Like, that makes it any better. So they go on to say the emergency physician was busy seeing patients waiting to be taken care of, and we had to wait for the coroner's authorization to move the patient to the morgue, the statement reads. Like, what's the humanity? Like, all this red tape and bureaucracy, just move the damn patient, man. And it was hot that day, too. Okay. Listen, I'm really scared about this, but I don't know how you feel about this. Quebec monkeypox case rises to 71. So Tam warns of need for better global defenses. I thought we was already on that, dealing with COVID. Like, why do we have to keep illuminating things that we should all know already? Our global defenses aren't up after COVID still?
Man.
Still? So Canada's chief public health officer says the world must erect better defenses against transmissible diseases as climate change and other factors raise the risk of more in the years to come. Like, I thought we was on this already. Yo, listen, the dysfunction sales board. So globally, there are 550 confirmed cases in 30 non-endemic countries where the virus has not usually been found. So this monkeypox is a little different. It's going places we don't normally get these kind of things.
So where's it usually found?
In like endemic areas, like places that are known to have like pandemics and things of that nature, right? So for those that don't know, monkeypox is a rare disease that comes from the same family of viruses that cause smallpox, which the World Health Organization declared eradicated around the globe in 1980. Well, I guess you guys were wrong. We got to take a look at the WHO sales. There's some jobs you just can't be bad at. Paramedics, police officer, nurse, working for the WHO. There's some jobs you can't go in like, you know, like, I'm just going to call it in today. You know what? I'm not going to give my utmost today. And you get paid for it. You get paid for it. There's some jobs that, you know, you got to show up. So monkeypox generally does not spread easily between people and is transmitted through prolonged close contact via respiratory droplets, direct contact with skin lesions or bodily fluids, or through contaminated clothes or bedding. It seems like a lot of stuff. Seems like it stays like, I don't know if you saw the pictures. More than 800 people in Montreal have received a first dose of the vaccine against this.
There's a vaccine for that?
Well, there's something. There's a shot for it.
Holy.
So since the first case, the virus was detected in mid-May, 800 people in Montreal have gone to get it. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen the pictures for this. It looks kind of crazy.
No, I did see the picture.
I don't want no lesions. And then sometimes, too, Maddie, if you get smallpox and get lesions and you scratch it, you create a scar on your body, right? Nah, that's crazy. I don't want no smallpox. Yo, you know what I'm saying? I finally get pretty sales, and now there's smallpox. I don't know why God keeps doing this to me. And if that is not enough, ticks are carrying Lyme disease are on the rise in Quebec, experts warn. Like, if it's not one thing and the other. So with summer approaching, more Quebecers are heading outdoors, but health authorities are issuing a warning about Lyme disease because of an increase in ticks. And the worst thing about ticks, guys, we can't even see them things. Those things are microscopic. So in the Montérégie region, public health says there's been a 50% increase in cases.
So how do you know when you have that?
So if you think you've been bitten by a tick, doctors say the first thing to do is remove it before seeing a pharmacist who can prescribe the antibiotic doxycycline. So I guess if you feel like you got a bite, kind of like similar to a mosquito, you might want to check that out. Listen, I'm not what's the word for people that study insects? I'm not insectologist, so I can't really tell the difference between a tick, a parasite, bed bugs. I think all them dudes are cousins a little bit. You don't want to be friends with those guys. So last month, the Quebec government announced it will open 15 specialized clinics that will focus on long COVID and Lyme disease. If it's not one thing, it's the other. Be safe out there, people. God damn. Quebec launched a Silver Alert pilot project to help locate missing seniors. Apparently, that's a problem, sales. We'd be losing our seniors. So according to the Société du Québec, an average of 650 people over 70 go missing each year. That seems very alarming to me. Maddie, 650 seniors, individuals over the age of 70 go missing per year? So the Legault government on Tuesday followed through on its pledge to launch a pilot project, creating a local alert system that would be activated when a person suffering from major cognitive difficulties disappears. That's really good, man. Civil alert pilot project. Good, man. Let's locate these seniors. shout out to all the parents out there. I want to get you guys' take on this. Parents are shocked after kids' mouths were taped shut at Quebec Elementary School. So, painter's tape was used to cover the mouths of around 40 children who were yelling at the Joliet Elementary School about 70 kilometers northeast of Montreal. you can't make this up. It's crazy. Shout out to Sabby with the news, man. So, a staff member had been allegedly joking about doing this to the students in grades 1 and 2 if they continued yelling. So, I'm going to quote her. There's tape to put on the kids' mouths one by one. My child is petrified, said Monica Chavez, whose son Joshua in grade 1 was among those who had their mouths sealed. Now, let me tell you something. I'm taking my kid out of school. I'm taking the following day. Yes. Like, what are we doing, man? Like, what are we doing? Teachers are putting, and it's the painter's tape. It's not even the regular tape, fam. It's the painter's tape. Well, it's easier to come off? So that makes it better? like I look at, these are kids in grade 1 and grade 2. Not my black kid. No, we're not doing tape. that reminds me of the Jim Crow era. I don't know what this teacher's on. Now, I want to ask you, Sales, so she get suspended or fired? Because she got to get one of the two.
Well, she probably just get a little tap on the wrist.
She might get a little warning.
Yeah.
Speaking about warning, I have a warning for you. New online map tracks Montreal's potholes and whether they've been fixed. So not only are they going to track the potholes, it'll tell you when said pothole has been fixed. So the Montreal pothole reporting tool not only tells you where the potholes are, it also lets you know once they've been fixed using crowdsourced reports and photos from people on the street. A little dangerous, slippery slope. When you start to crowdsource your content, because that's directly taking it from people's social media, people's pictures and all of that. It could get a little spicy with that. You have to be careful with that.
That's wild, though.
I think someone's hitting me about it. I think somebody's located a new pothole. a mother just hit me up and said that teacher should go to jail. Now, I don't want to be too hasty with the jail thing, you know what I mean? Because jail is serious, right? But I think a severe reprimand, I think she should get a caution in her file, and she should be suspended without pay.
For sure.
You got hit with her. So back to the pothole. The tool is the brainchild of Spatial Media, the same company behind interactive map that showed the environmental impact of the trucker convoy demonstration in Ottawa last February. Listen, man, I don't think we really need an app for the potholes. They're everywhere. everywhere.
What is it going to do for you?
It's going to show you a whole bunch of dots everywhere. Right here on Feeling, I'm looking at 18 potholes.
Yo, it's the worst here.
This guy, it's the worst. Don't say that. Balaraba's going to come for you. Don't say that. And, of course, Quebec. One thing you got to love about the Quebec government, and, to me, it's more French than anything. One thing I appreciate, I know me and my boy RG, we talk about this all the time. One thing you can appreciate about the Quebec government, they're consistent with their madness. They're consistent with their drama. So Quebec is only issuing marriage certificates in French under Bill 96, causing immediate fallout. Apparently, people are really tight. Like, people really want their marriage certificate to be in English. I personally don't care. I want to get married once. I can't afford a divorce. This is only going to happen one time. It could be in Chinese, Tagalog, French. I don't care. It could be in Patois. As long as the thing is official, signed, sealed, and delivered, I don't care. Are you kicking up an uproar? Bill 96 is getting kind of mixy. Well, no, not getting. Bill 96 is mixy. First of all, so, we never asked Sales this. Sales, are you looking to get married to R&B diva? You try to get married to R&B diva? She could sing a little hook. She look good at nighttime.
I don't know about an R&B diva, probably someone outside the business.
Great joke. I'm great having you on this morning. I was watching Young Jock on DJ Vlad. And now you got to pay for the full interview, but even the clips, it was great. So Young Jock was telling a great storyteller. Young Jock's one of the realest dudes in hip-hop, man. If you get a chance, Young Jock, YouTube, DJ Vlad. Young Jock was talking about the time he was hanging out with Puffy and Cassie. So it's Young Jock, his wife, Puffy and Cassie. So they're at Live in Miami at the club. Puffy sees this white chick comes down the elevator, right, with the bottles, right? And the side of her head was shaved, right? This is before Cassie did. So Jock's leading up to how that came about. He said Puffy seen the lady come down the escalator, turned to Cassie and said, "Tomorrow, we're going to shave off the side of the head, okay?" That's how that came about. Oh. Young Jock was like, "I was there." Young Jock said he looked at Cassie and was like, "You going to do that?" Cassie said, "Whatever Sean wants, Sean gets."
Hey.
It's Puffy. It's Puffy. You know what I mean? I love Cassie, man. And imagine that. That became a huge trend. And that's just Puffy just being in the moment, being the thing. It's like, tomorrow morning you're going to shave the side of your head. It's different a little bit. I love these hip-hop stories. So that's what we're moving this morning. Great story, Jessica Nabongo, first black woman to visit every country in the world to release a memoir inspiring travel and intentional living. I love that positivity. I want to talk about that with Kay Merritt too. Intentional living. Like you know, I don't want to sound Mormon anymore, but at some point we're going to die. You know what I mean? We know we talk about YOLO, we talk about living our best life, but like really you have to do it. Like if the last 2.5 years haven't shown you that, everything is like, everything's on the clock. Everything's on the meter, man. If you want to play the violin, if you want to become a singer, if you want to become a dancer, whatever is in your heart, soul, go and experience that, man. Don't let life's tribulations hold you back, man. We only got one shot at this. So Jessica Nabongo, living her life to the fullest. She's a writer and entrepreneur, lives by the principle that the world is one big neighborhood. People are inherently good, and everyone has the power to create the life they want. So it's no surprise that the 30-year-old became the first black woman to travel to all 195 countries in the world. After chronicling her adventures in her popular travel and lifestyle blog, The Catch Me If You Can, Nabongo's preparing to share those experiences in a new way. Her debut memoir of the same title, Catch Me If You Can, One Woman's Journey to Every Country in the World, is set to be released June 14th. Good luck, man. Shout out to Jessica Nabongo. I mean, let me try to hit her up, man. I'm gonna try to reach out to Jessica. See, Jessica, she's been to 195 countries. I know you're gonna think I'm an idiot, yeah, but you know, my first question is, how was the food? Who had the best rice? Who had the best rice? How many people you know have been to 195 countries?
I don't know any.
I used to date this chick. Her mom worked for Air Canada way back in the day, and she's been to all the places. Like, we'd be watching the movie. She's like, yeah, I've been there. I'm like, this is a remote island in Thailand. She's like, I've been there. It's cool. I think one of the most beautiful things about being human beings is to travel the world and visit other cultures. The world is much bigger than your neighborhood. The world's much bigger than your city or your province. The world's a beautiful place. Going to New York is not traveling. Going to Toronto for Caravana is not traveling. You have to cross international waters. If you haven't found yourself in an airport and you can't even read the damn headboards and people and y'all just come, you can't change your money, you're in the right place.
But the reality is most people don't leave their backyards.
And the backyard is dope. Yeah. I like to kick it with the homies, beat some juice. I get that. But you had to visit the world. I'm so jealous. My man RG and his wife Melissa, they went to Egypt. They went to Egypt a couple years ago. And to take a picture in front of the pyramid is one of my dreams. Mm. I want to take a picture in front of the pyramid. Rick did it with the Haitian flag. You know, I mean, that shows how real this dude is. I want to do it with a ball of Ciroc. I want to do it with a ball of Ciroc. My picture in the pyramid, the ball of Ciroc, in my marina, laughing. But apparently you can't really do that, right? You're not even supposed to take pictures. Like, he snuck one. But that's what I want to do. Me and RG, great segue. We always promote Mars. NASA wants to go deeper. NASA wants to go deeper. 2029, tentative launch. Guess where we going?
Where you going?
We going to Venus.
Venus.
We're not even done with Mars. We're not even done exploring the soil and the thing. We don't even know what's up with that hole in the wall in Mars. NASA says 2029, we going to Venus. We going to Venus. So NASA has set a tentative launch date of June 2029 for its Da Vinci mission to Venus. It even sounds sexy. Da Vinci mission to Venus. With a probe expected to descend through the planet's atmosphere and to its surface by mid-2031. So it's going to go, man, 2 years to get somewhere. God damn. I can't wait for space travel to be available. I cannot wait. I think people like myself and yourself are the type of people that should be on those explorations on some Star Trek. Send us on the Discovery mission. Let us discover new galaxies and new worlds. I think I'm a great ambassador for the world, man.
Oh, for sure.
Who cracks some jokes? So the agency announced the mission in June 2021, along with the Veritas, which will map the planet's surface from the orbit to help determine the geologic history. All right, so good stuff, man. So the mission will measure Venus' atmosphere's climate system for the first time and include the first descent image of the planet's mountainous highlands, NASA says. Listen, man, I'd love to go work at NASA. That's how to see how that goes. Keep it locked. Coming up next, we got Between the Lyrics. We got Nicki Music in here. We're going to play one of my favorite tunes, some Destiny's Child Fire. And, yeah, some more Detour. Make sure you follow us, Detour 54. We're live on YouTube, on Facebook, Detour 54. Things are good this morning, Sales. It's a nice little breeze.
Hey, it's a nice.
We should have gone for breakfast this morning, but I got to interview the Wayland Brothers out there. That's going to be a madness in itself, hey. Boy. Sunset vibes. DJ Judgment, Natasha Marie coming up later in the show. Keep it locked. It's the Morning Detour. There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs. But my only drug is hip-hop. You love this life. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
So you know, say the vibe them start when the chronic popping. And you don't know, say we got the Joe Sandin. Give you good loving and there ain't no bluffing. Time for action, done the talking. Wind up, wind on the rock. Let me see you do it, girl, you do it non-stop. Cause me loving on your shape from the front to the back. Jiggle up your body, girl, me hide them lock. Time up, tick, tick to the top. When you shake it, me girl, you make booty pop. I'm loving on your shape from the front to the back. Jiggle up your body, girl, me hide them lock. Lock for your body, girl, me lock for your body. Lock for your body.